All right, in this episode, I'm going to talk about why I didn't become a lawyer and created a marketing agency instead. Now, I'm going to sound a bit like an influencer right now, but I do get asked this question quite frequently, and I'm happy to talk about it. And I figured, well, I get asked the question a fair bit, so maybe I should make a podcast episode about it. So that's what I'm going to do. Now, before we dive in, I just want to let you know there is a free law firm marketing plan at legalsites.com.au. There should be a link in the description for you to grab that. If there's not, just go to the website, go to the podcast episode pages, and you should find it very easily. Now, if you need or if you want one-on-one assistance with me, I am now offering coaching calls. These are paid coaching calls. There should be a link in the description for you to apply for one of those coaching calls. Otherwise, you can just go to legalsites.com.au and you should be able to find it fairly easily. Now, that's for people who need more detailed one-on-one time with me, or I can provide real detailed advice and assistance. Maybe you are someone who's maybe just starting out a law firm, or you're interested in doing that and you're just not really sure where to start, and you maybe have a really limited budget and you can't really commit to monthly marketing, for example. So you maybe can't commit to a monthly marketing fee through a business like Legal Sites, and maybe you just need to upskill and learn some things so you can build your own website and do some of your own SEO and sort of develop your own strategy. And once you've got that money coming in, maybe you can afford to outsource it, or maybe you just want to learn more about how to do it yourself. Maybe you're an established law firm, you just need a coaching call and you've got some questions, or whatever it might be. That would be an ideal, well, there are many scenarios where a coaching call could be really beneficial. So if you want to do that, there is a link in the description where you should be able to apply for that. Now, if you want to support the podcast, please consider leaving a review, subscribe, and tell a friend about the podcast. I just want to also give a quick shout out to everyone who's already left a review on Apple Podcasts, or any other platform that I'm not aware of, but I recently had a look at some of the reviews on Apple Podcasts, and it made me feel really special. So thanks for that. It makes me feel great knowing that I'm actually helping people out there. So thanks to all those people who have rated the podcast or left a review or done both. Well, I think you have to rate the podcast if you're going to leave a review. Anyway, so thanks to everyone who's done that so far. And if you have ideas for future episodes, just connect with me through LinkedIn or, of course, Legal Sites. There you go. And finally, I just want to introduce myself. I'm your host, Brennan Kelso, law grad turned law firm marketing specialist, founder of legalsites.com.au, and you're listening to the Better Law Firm Marketing Podcast. And in this podcast, you'll learn how to leverage the most time-efficient law firm marketing strategies to get more leads, more clients, and more profit. So let's get on with it. So why I didn't become a lawyer, or why I haven't become a lawyer, and why I started a marketing agency instead. So let's talk about it. So I'm not going to give you my entire life story, but essentially I started uni at about the age of, I think I was about 26, I'm 33 now. So I started uni at about the age of 26 after spending most of my 20s kind of playing in bands. I started drums when I was about 12 and joined a few bands and started sneaking into pubs. Let's say I was 18 when I started doing that. And just did a lot of live music, in my 20s, and, did a little bit of uni. I did about a year of a business, or about 6 months, I think, of a business degree. And worked quite a few odd jobs as well, in my early 20s. So, I was in a band, a few bands, but one of the bands I really had a go at. And then that all just came crashing down. And, you know, at about my mid-20s, I decided to sell my soul and start a uni degree. And I applied for law and communication, and I got in. I think it was based off my grades from, you know, when I was doing the business degree or something like that. So got in, and I was like, oh, cool. So I started uni, and as I said, I'd already worked some odd jobs and didn't really like working for other people, I'd discovered. And I'd taught myself how to DJ, kind of, you know, had that background in music and drums and all that. So DJing seemed to be a natural thing. And I think some of my drumming friends had started learning how to DJ, and I'm like, oh, I'll have a go at that. And so I taught myself how to do that. And then, I started getting some work at weddings for through another agency that was a wedding DJ agency. And I was like, this is pretty good. I was doing weddings and I was actually getting some decent money. And, then when I started uni, I was like, oh, I don't really want to work, at some cafe or I don't know. I didn't really want to have some random job. Didn't really want to work in a law firm at that point either, because I was just spending so much time doing uni work. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Why don't I start my own DJ business? Look, there wasn't really like some master plan. I just thought, let's just do it. It's kind of like the story of like a lot of things that I've succeeded at. I've kind of just done it and I've for some reason just assumed it would work. And I just do the work and then I look back, I'm like, wow, that was confident. So it's not that hard to start a DJ business, let's be real. So I started the business and started going pretty well, and I was getting weddings and getting some decent money and having fun and helping people out on their big day, and it was good. And after about the third year, I think I got into the third year of uni, and I was okay. Oh, let me just take a step back. So the reason why I've mentioned the DJ thing is that's basically how I taught myself how to build websites, how to market a small business, how to get clients, how to manage the finances and all of those sorts of things. So that was kind of like a real good, stepping stone, I guess, to legal sites. And I got to, have some fun doing it. Obviously, not every wedding is going to be, a lot of fun, but it is what it is. So, I was really enjoying doing that. Taught myself how to do all the marketing and the websites and all that stuff. Now, when I got into my third year, I think, or towards the end of the third year of uni, I'm not sure, but I was just starting to think, I really don't know if I want to be a lawyer. But after a lot of sort of soul searching, I just thought, let's just stick with it. So at the Newcastle University, or the University of Newcastle, you can do your practical legal training in years 4 and 5. So you can finish your law degree and become a qualified solicitor soon after, but I didn't do that. So I was pretty sure I didn't want to be a lawyer. So I just kept doing the Bachelor of Laws after I'd finished my, Bachelor of Communication, which, so the first 3 years of Bachelor of Communication, you're actually doing some of your law degree as well. Anyway, let me see my notes here. So I just want to clarify, the main reason why I didn't, or why I haven't become a lawyer, it's more to do with the lifestyle. So I really like working for myself because I can work when I want. I'm a bit of an early bird, morning person. I'm a morning person. So I tend to get up and I often will start my work day at 6. I've been known for starting earlier than that. But I'm all about, I personally feel like I wanted to create a business. So I wanted my work life to sort of suit, my ideal lifestyle. And I really like to be able to work when I want and where I want. And being a law grad and working, my way up in a law firm, for example, and a few other law firms, and that could be very difficult. It'd be very difficult for me to be able to choose where and when I want to work if I'm doing that. But I was so fascinated with business books and various YouTubers and the sort of the possibilities of being an entrepreneur. It was just so much more alluring to me. So it wasn't really like I had anything against practicing the law or actually being a lawyer. It was more, the lifestyle that I would have to live, in order to eventually maybe have some more flexibility as a lawyer. And I just thought, I just don't know how long it's going to take me to get to that point where I can do that. I really don't want to go to an office every day from 9 to 5 or, you know, even longer than that and work for someone else right now. That's, you know, that's how it is. So I was much more interested in running my own business and choosing where and when I want to work. So that's kind of it. It's not like I have anything against being a lawyer. It's more about, yeah, the lifestyle. So I eventually, I graduated with a Bachelor of Communication and Laws with honors. And now I did about 2 weeks of my practical legal training at the College of Law in Sydney. And after about 2 weeks, I was like, it was like a lot more work than I was thinking it would be as well. Cause at the time I'm like, I might as well just see if I can just get this certificate. But it was a lot more full on than I was expecting. And I basically just like pulled out a Google document and just asked myself a few questions. And one of them was like, you know, out a score out of from 1 to 10, how badly do you want to be a lawyer? And I think I gave myself a 2. So that's when I was like, yeah, I've got to like not do this. So I pulled out of that before the cutoff date. Otherwise, it would have cost me $10,000. And so I pulled the pin and yeah, and I was really, I started really getting serious about like, what am I going to do now? And I had read this book with a fairly douchey title a few years ago called The Millionaire Fast Lane. It's actually a good book. It's a little bit judgy, but would recommend reading it. And I was aware that that guy sort of ran a forum where other sort of, you know, entrepreneurial or up-and-coming entrepreneurs will, you know, log on and share ideas and discuss challenges and all that. So I finally had a look at this forum and I noticed that there are a lot of people on there who were doing digital marketing and web design. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Because I was more thinking about creating, you know, maybe digital products and things that can kind of separate me from, you know, trading my time for money. But there were all these people doing digital marketing and web design. Okay. And many of them were doing online courses to sort of learn their skills. And I thought, okay. So I found a course on Udemy, which is like Skillshare, and it was all about starting a web design business. And it was pretty good. I finished most of it. But it really opened my eyes to a few things. One of those was the recurring revenue that you can get in a web design or digital agency sort of business. And also, you know, creating a niche agency. Because I noticed that most agencies out there that do web design or SEO or both and all that, they kind of don't really have a niche. They just kind of target, you know, small to medium businesses generally. It seems to be what they do. And I thought, well, why don't I have a crack at the legal industry? It sort of made sense. It kind of was like all the light bulbs were coming on all at once. So yeah, I'd learned about, yeah, the recurring revenue. So you can provide website hosting to people and monthly website support and keeping their website all up to date and secure, you know, offering them basic web development and, you know, updating various things on their website and little things like that. And you can also, you know, offer to do SEO and you can do their Google ads. And there's all these other things you can do. So you can get that recurring revenue in. So you're not always just trying to get clients. A lot of web design businesses who just do web design, they're doing this kind of transactional once-off kind of format where you get you bust your balls trying to get a client in, and then you get the client, you do the work, and then it's kind of like bye-bye. And then, you know, you've got to get more clients in, and there's always this pressure to sign up more and more people. But with my business model, I'm not going to say that it's perfect, but there's a lot of recurring revenue. So I've got some clients. I've got clients who've been with me since I started, and we've got this, you know, really good relationship where we've been working together for so long. I don't feel that pressure to always be getting new clients in every month. I've got most of my revenue coming in on a monthly recurring basis. So that's the majority of the revenue from legal sites is recurring revenue. It's not transactional once-off sort of website builds. And the majority of people who do come to me for a website build become a recurring client that receive marketing services on an ongoing basis. So, yeah, anyway, I've kind of rambled on there a bit, but that course was quite helpful. Got me looking in, you know, the right direction. And one of the things that also taught me, which is really good, was like how to pick a business name. And it sort of suggested no more than three syllables. And I thought, okay, cool. How did I figure this out? I think the course, had some suggestions on how to pick, you know, a good name for a web design business. And one of them was to use the word sites or pages. So add a word, like have a word and then, what do you call it? Prefix and suffix. So it'd be a suffix, I guess. Is that how you say it? You would have a word and then sites or a word and pages. So it could have been like legal pages, for example. But I found legalsites.com.au was actually free. So I jumped on that, bought it for like $10 and built my website. And then basically cold emailed a few local firms in Newcastle and Sydney in Australia. Didn't send out that many emails. It would have been probably 10 or less or something like that. It was not a lot. I cold called maybe a handful of law firms and that was just like incredibly awkward. And I was like, I think after the third one, I'm like, I'm never doing that again. So I got my first client from one of the cold emails I sent out and, my emails, they were quite tailored. They weren't spammy. They weren't copy paste kind of things. They were very specific because I hate getting generic emails from people who are trying to sell me something. So I just emailed a few firms and just said, hey, I have some ideas for your website and I actually would usually maybe add like three ideas, like specific, so they can see that I've actually looked at their website. And I made it clear that they knew that I was, you know, from Newcastle and had the law degree and all that stuff. So anyway, I met up with a potential client and it was just one of those things where everything just went really well. Like they did most of the talking and I just sort of sat there and wrote down everything that they had to say and made sure that I had notes and I knew exactly what was expected of me. And I just had a fairly can-do attitude, I suppose. And they signed up and I remember, calling my girlfriend at the time on the drive home, just going, this just feels right. Like, when just something kind of like all the stars just feel like they're aligning. Like I felt like I was on the right track. So, moving on, I basically just worked really hard. I got some more clients, booked a trip to Europe with my girlfriend at the time. And I did the whole laptop lifestyle thing. So I'd, spend a little bit of time every day doing work on client stuff. And I remember like one day sitting in a cafe in France or something. And it was probably in Paris. And, I remember just thinking, oh, God, I'm actually doing this thing. Like, this is really cool. And I probably like posted something on Instagram, about, working on my laptop in Paris because I couldn't resist. But yeah, so that was awesome. And, came home, bought a house, and continue to work my butt off, get more clients, grow the business, learn more skills, improve my skills. Like it's been a lot of work, but I just, the other day I was looking back on those days and I was just amazed by just how confident I was. Like I wasn't really thinking, I wasn't overthinking everything. Like I feel like some of my uni friends were, most of them were working hard at getting work experience. They were often doing their PLT during, concurrently with their law degree. They'd been applying for jobs. Some of them stressing out about the future. And I was just like, yeah, no worries. I'm just going to start a law firm marketing business. I don't know. It's just like, it's worked out well, but it just actually amazes me just how like, sure of myself I was. But hey, I think that's been like a big key to my success is just believing that, these things are just going to work and just backing myself, not overthinking it and just, working really hard. So we're almost at the end here, but basically, it's probably worth mentioning. I started the podcast back in 2020, had no idea really what I was doing, kind of just did it, released an episode every week, worked hard, tried to, make sure every episode was better than the last one. That was all, a lot of that was happening during the whole COVID thing, which is obviously still going on, but there were lockdowns and there was a lot of uncertainty, throughout the world, but there was more uncertainty in Australia back then. Things are definitely looking a lot better now. But that was one of those things. I'm really happy I did that. I'm really happy I've got this podcast. And it really helped the business a lot. And I've been able to get a lot of information out there to people, which feels really good. So I'm at that point now where I've reached a lot of the financial goals that I set. And I've got enough clients, always open to more, not like closing my books or anything like that, but everything's going pretty good. And I'm quite happy with it, where I'm at, and definitely, you know, we'll probably reassess everything in the future. But right now, I'm just like, this is good. It's been a lot of hard work. It hasn't been perfect, but hey, there you go. So, you know, and some people have been telling me now that I'm that law firm marketing guy, which is like, still, it's surprising to hear that, but it feels really good. So yeah. Anyway, I'm just gonna wrap up the episode. So that's basically the story of why I didn't become a lawyer and sort of how I created this whole legal sites thing. I should have an episode coming up very soon that goes into more detail about the story of the podcast and sort of lessons learned and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, just to reiterate, got nothing against being a lawyer. Might become a lawyer in the future as well. I'm not ruling it out. Just right now and at the time and right now as well, it just isn't something I'm interested in doing. So yeah. Love what I've created here at Legal Sites. Love the freedom, and I love working with all of you amazing lawyers out there. So it's a great job, and thanks to everyone who's sort of supported me along the way. I just want to say a quick shout out to all my clients who've been with me. Some of them have been with me since the start, which is really good. Well, most of them have. All the support from my friends, family, team members, anyone who's left a review on the podcast or supported this podcast in any way. So I just want to say thanks to everyone out there who's had something to do with this along the way. So thank you. Going to wrap up this episode now. Just to remind you, if you want a free law firm marketing plan, there is a link to that, hopefully in the description. Otherwise, go to legalsites.com.au and you'll find it there. If you need one-on-one time with me, where I can really go in deep and help you with your marketing, then you can always apply for a coaching call. If you want to support the podcast, please consider leaving a review, subscribe, tell a friend about the podcast. And if you've got ideas for future episodes, please get in touch with me. That's it. Until next time, I'm Brennan Kelso, and you've been listening to the Better Law Firm Marketing Podcast. All right, bye for now.